Can you explain to the audience everything they need to know about the X tape?
For one, I say the X tape, a lot of the songs in there, they older. Like, it's not even nothing that I made recently. Nothing, none of the songs. I think the only song on there that I made recently was Now I'm Up and Chicken Little, I think. Other than that, but you feel me? I worked hard on the X tape. I really wanted some more songs on there, but you feel me? I worked hard on that bitch.
And the phrase tape, that's in reference to mixtape.
Yeah, mixtape.
And why that route for this project? There are some that choose to do EPs or albums, for example.
Because I'm about to drop an album soon. So when I drop the album, because I ain't dropped no tape in so long. So I had to drop the tape, and now I'm about to drop an album soon. So I just wanted to drop some little shit, you know, not nothing too crazy.
Now, some have a DJ host their mixtape, some don't. In this case, you did not. Why not?
You said a DJ?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't really know nothing about DJ hosting a mixtape. I don't really do too much none of that.
Now, can you explain the title and its meaning?
X tape. I had the X tape and X Files. Those was my two names I was gonna go with. But I ended up going X tape better. I like the X tape better, but it's really just some shit I just put together on the fly for real.
And is this a title you came up with or someone coined for you?
It was both, kind of. I think I came up with it, and then somebody else was like, damn, like, they came up with the same thing. They had said, they had texted me, I asked for my ideas. Asked my niggas, like, hey, what should I name the tape? And it was like, X tape, X files. I'm trying to think. They had a couple different names, but Them was like the main two that I stuck with for real.
Could the world see something titled The X Files in the future?
Nah. I'll probably come with some new shit. My next album or tape, it ain't gonna be probably nothing with an X or nothing on there.
Now, are there any unknown facts or stories in regards to this mixtape that's never been publicly mentioned before? Could be in regards to creating it, recording it, or releasing it, other than what you've already said thus far?
I think the song me and Tron did, we did that. That was the first song we ever did together. He told me to pull up to the studio. We did that a while ago. So that's an old song. Repeat the question.
Are there any unknown facts or stories in regards to this mixtape never been publicly mentioned before? Could be in regards to creating it, recording it, or releasing it.
Other than the Tron shit, I don't really think it's nothing too crazy about it, for real. It's, you know, because our shit just be like, it just be really off freestyle. See the Vision, that's another thing, you know, See the Vision. I really wanted more songs like that on my tape, like more like auto-tune type songs, but I ain't been making none because niggas wasn't sending me like melodic beats. I used to ask producers for melodic beats because I stopped getting my beats off YouTube. So once I stopped getting my beats off YouTube, I was really just counting on producers, and producers wasn't sending me like melodic beats, and I could really just hop in that bag, but like producers don't be sending me that type shit. So I just, that beat, Big Dre sent me that beat though. But recently, like, I just been hopping on YouTube, getting on the beats, and then reaching out to the producer after. But like, my album, my next project I drop, is gonna have more songs like that on there for sure.
Now, are you publicly accepting beats?
I be fucking with like the Chicken Little beat. The nigga that made that beat, he just tagged me. He tagged me into a story, and I just opened up the story, listened to it. I was in Arizona, listened to it. I'm like, damn, this bitch low-key hard. Started freestyling to it. And that's how that came about, for real. So yeah, I be fucking with like other producers.
Didn't know if you were publicly looking for beats in the sense of you putting out an email address for beats, things of that nature. requesting people to send you beats?
Yeah, I got an email. It's just babyfaceE@gmail.com. That's a producer be sending me beats there too.
And that's an email that's still open for those in the audience that might be interested in contributing to a future song of yours.
Yeah, that bitch still alive.
Any other unknown facts or stories in regards to the X tape?
I'm trying to think.
Take your time. Never been publicly mentioned before. Any X tape secrets?
I don't know. Not top.
Now, what's your favorite song off of this project? Your personal favorite.
Personal favorite. It's either out of, I got two. It's See the Vision. Not in order, though. I don't really know. I like both of them. But See the Vision and Now I'm Up.
And why those two?
See the Vision is because it's really, it's a different kind of flow. A different vibe on that bitch. But Now I'm Up, I like that song really because, I don't know, I feel like I was just tripping on her. I feel like I was really just riding the beat on Now I'm Up. That beat crazy. All the beats crazy. On a toll tape, I like all the beats. But Now I'm Up, See the Vision, they're my favorite for sure.
And what's your favorite feature on the X tape as well?
I'm going to have to go with Bay Money. I think that's the best featured song on her. That song crazy. And then of course like Flint Flow, you know, we got all the Flint niggas on there. That song hard too.
Now, speaking of Flint, if there was a Mount Rushmore of Flint recording artists, which four people would you pick and why?
Flint recording artists.
Could be any genre as well.
I put Real on there. Of course. Put Real on there. I put Real on there. You said four people?
Yes. If you got four.
Real. I put Jay on there. I put Louie on there, and I put Mike on there, too.
And why each of these names? What's your reasoning?
Rio, of course, you know, he did open this shit up, really, for Flint. You know, he didn't took it all the way up there, you feel me? He is, like, really the biggest Michigan artist, for real, so he really opened this shit up, you feel me? That nigga inspired me a lot, for sure. He inspired me before, like, when I started rapping, he inspired me to rap. I'm like, damn, that nigga hard. Like, he really had me keep rapping for real. But Rio, Louie hard. Louie is hard to me. He been rapping for so long, you feel me? He been really grinding. Nigga really been grinding for real. He been grinding for this shit. And that nigga, he hard, bro. Jay came on with a whole different, and it was Louie and Jay, because they did some whole different shit. They had a Coochie song, that bitch went crazy. But Jay came on with a whole different sound. Mike came with a whole different sound, you feel me? Like, it's his voice. His voice is really, like, really stamp him for real. But Mike just hard, like, when I be in the studio with Mike, another thing I like on Mike, bro, this nigga, He just a real genuine nigga at the end of the day, too. Like, he be boosting my confidence up when I be in the studio. He boosts my confidence all the time, you feel me? He's just a real nigga. He always look out for me, show me love, like, you feel me? Like, that's my brother for real, so. Them niggas, they're my top four for sure. They didn't create a history around that bitch.
And just using the phrase, brother, not biologically related.
No. Yeah, just the phrase.
And when it comes to Rio, just double backing on that topic there, was it something in particular that he inspired for you? You mentioned him as an inspiration, but was it something even more specific than that?
I don't know. I think what it was, No, I don't really think it was nothing like specific, but I don't really think this tie into what you asking. But one thing that nigga like, one thing I like about how he did it, he did the rap shit effortlessly. If I'm saying that shit right, he do that shit easy. Like it ain't hard to him at all. You feel me? When I be rapping, or when I started rapping, I never was like thought about being a rapper. I never thought like, hey, I'm about to rap. So when I started rapping, it's kind of just like, kind of just hopped into that water for, because when I started rapping, I didn't really have too much experience with this shit. So when I took off so fast, it kind of fucked me up because it's like, I ain't have no resume. Like I didn't always go to the studio. I didn't always, you feel me? I ain't really have too much. So it was like, when I started taking off, it was just like, damn, I'm taking off so fast. I ain't even had time to practice for real, because I was just, feel me, everybody's fucking my music. So, like, it's hard seeing that nigga, like, all of them, I didn't watch all of them rap. That shit be easy, like, easy as hell to them. When I first started rapping, bro, it used to take me, like, 5 hours to make one song. I for sure got better, but it used to take me, like, 5 hours to make one song, I swear. So, shit, that shit would be inspiration right there.
Now let's take it all the way back. Why did you become a recording artist?
Everybody just saying I was hard. Everybody like, damn, bro, this shit sound hard, sound good. Everybody just kept pushing me for real. So that's really why I started rapping. My brother told me I was hard. Justo, he the one that started me like to rap. He the one that got me in the studio. That's my man's. So after that, it was just on. After that, everything just, it was on after that.
And using the phrase brother biologically or just figuratively speaking here?
No, that's my real brother, blood.
Same mother, same father?
Yeah.
Oldest, youngest?
Oldest, my oldest brother.
Now at this point, what genre of music do you consider yourself?
Hip hop, for sure.
And does it get any more specific than that, like a subgenre under hip hop, for example?
Like rap, like what you saying?
Yes, there are some subgenres people will claim their music is under the umbrella of hip hop. Didn't know if you included yourself in one or not.
Yeah.
Like for example, drill rap. That would be a subgenre under hip hop.
Nah, I mean, I say shit talking. That's what we call it in Flint. We call our shit talking. So that's what I be doing. But you know, I be shit talking. Then I might hop in an auto tune bag. Then I might hop in. You feel me? I don't know. When I hear a beat, who knows what I'm gonna say? Who knows what type of flow I'm gonna use? Who knows if I'm gonna use auto tune or not? Who knows? You feel me? I be doing all types of shit. So you feel me? I be hopping in all different types of bags.
Now, how did you get into hip hop specifically? Was it how you were raised? Was it your own choice?
I think it was my own choice for real. Cause I didn't really even listen to music like that back then. Like when I was younger, when I was a little dog, I didn't really listen to music for real that much. But when I started getting in like probably like middle school, so like elementary, I didn't really listen to music. A lot of people still listen to music at elementary, but I didn't listen to music. So probably middle school and on up, that's when I started listening to music. I started tapping. I wasn't like all the way engaged, but that's when I started tapping into music. And then, that's when I started listening to music for real. But I don't know, I was damn near tired of just getting, not knowing about shit, like not knowing about certain songs or certain rappers. Then I got tired of just not knowing about shit. So that's when I really started listening to niggas. My first time listening to like Detroit music was in middle school. Like it was like my eighth grade year. That was like my first time listening to Detroit music. The first rapper was Cash Kid. That was my first Detroit artist I was listening to for real.
And was it a particular song of his back then?
Nope. I don't really know. I just know somebody played him around me. And I'm like, damn, that nigga hard. Like, a lot of people, they play a lot of people around me. And I'm like, man, them niggas ain't that sweet. They ain't that sweet. But when I heard Cash Kid, I'm like, that nigga hard. Like, I like how he was, you feel me? I like the punchlines and all that shit he was saying.
And care to share the name of the elementary school or middle school you attended back in those days as well?
Yeah, I went to Madison Academy. That's the middle school I went to. Then I ended up going to Atherton. That was my high school I went to.
And what about elementary?
Elementary, Grand Blanc Academy, I think. Yeah, Grand Blanc Academy. Grand Blanc Academy, Madison, and yeah, Atherton. I only went to three schools.
And you end up graduating that high school?
Yeah, graduated Atherton.
Now, back on the subject of hip-hop, was that the first genre of music you ever encountered in your life?
Mm-mm. What, Detroit? Detroit music, or are you talking about?
Just music, period. Was that the first genre of music?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Not probably like the first genre of music I was like exposed to, but like first genre of music like I actually tapped into that I actually cared to listen to.
Do you remember what the first genre of music you were exposed to was?
I don't know. Probably gospel. I used to be in, you know, my mom used to have me in church, so gospel music. Yeah, gospel music for sure.
Was there any, excuse me, back in those days, was there any thought on exploring that further? That genre there?
Like, I used to, in church, I used to sing, like, on some little kid shit, like, when I was a baby. I used to sing. I used to, like, try to praise dance, you feel me, when I was in church. But other than that, like, I ain't really, nah, not too much.
And why not?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't even think I really wanted to do that shit. I think I was only doing it because my brother was doing it for real. He was doing this, so I'm like, fuck it. That's my big brother. I'm just do it too. But I don't think I really even cared for it for real.
Now, how did you learn how to rap? What was that learning process like for you?
We used to like always freestyle a little bit. Like my brother used to always freestyle. His mans used to always freestyle. So. And I was a young dog, but I used to just, like, try to hang with them and try to, you know, freestyle with them, rap with them. So I used to be a little nervous, though. But I used to try, you feel me? But, and then it kind of just started on some, just putting it on the song, putting it on the beat. But I ain't never think about it, like, damn, I should really rap. And then when I got in school, you know, we used to rap in school, beating on the disc and shit like that. I used to do that. Everybody used to like do shit like that, but like, I don't think everybody used to do it, but I don't think nobody's like, hey, we should make a song. So I ain't never ever think of that, thinking of song, making a song. I just freestyle.
So for clarification, would you say you were self-taught or would you credit anybody with teaching you how to rap?
Yeah, I'd say like, I don't know, because I don't know if you really be taught, for real. Like, I think it's really just, you know, just being around, and you catch your own, because I ain't lie, you can't teach niggas how to rap. This is, niggas, hey, I can try to teach some niggas right now, they ain't going to be able to do the same shit I do, the same shit, you know, other rappers do. So, I don't really think it's like a teaching thing. I think it's really just, I don't know, this is shit. Just got to be in you a little bit, for real.
Now, back in those school days, did you ever take music classes of any sort?
It was a mandatory music class. Like, everybody had to take it. But it wasn't like, you know, rap shit. It was just, you know, just like instruments, different types of, I don't know, guitars and shit like that.
Just for one grade, several grades in your life?
You said what?
Was that just for one grade or several grades in your life?
That was all middle school. That was all middle school.
Did you have a music tutor at all back in those days?
No.
A vocal coach? Private lessons of any sort?
No.
Just curious there. Now, when it comes to any of those music classes that were mandatory back in those days, do you credit that with helping you become a recording artist of any sort?
I don't think that shit helped at all. Not for real. Cause I really don't remember nothing from it. I don't think it helped.
Never did the band, never did chorus throughout your school days?
No, I ain't never do none of that. Like when I used to be in music class, I ain't take it serious. I doing other shit, doing bad shit. Just messing around in class. I ain't really think too much of it. Or ever think like it was gonna ever help me at all. I'm like, my music class ain't gonna ever help me.
Now, do you remember your very first song?
Yeah, my very first song I ever rapped on was a feature. That was with Justo. That's my man's. And my first solo song I ever made by myself. It's called Keep Going. I never dropped it though. Never dropped it.
Why not?
I don't know. My second song I ever made was called Invest. But Keep Going, and at the time, right now, I don't know, that shit probably sound lame as hell, but at the time, Keep Going, which that's the song I never dropped, Keep Going was better than Invest. We all knew that. Like, all my mans knew that. My brother knew that. We all knew that song was better. So we was like kind of, it was kind of going to drop it at a different time or like, I don't know. We was kind of like thinking about the dropping process differently, but we ended up never dropping it. It's crazy. We ended up never dropping that bit. I don't know why.
And which came first, that feature or these solo songs?
The feature.
Chronologically speaking.
The feature.
And you were the feature?
Yeah, I was the feature. Yeah. Because Justo dropped the song. So yeah, I was the feature. And then Invest was my first. So the feature is kind of really what got me started. Like the feature, like when they made the feature song, when I made the feature song with Justo, the song was like, you feel me? I'm going back to the spot, playing it for everybody. I'm like, y'all fucking with this? Niggas was fucking with it. So after that, that's what kind of started everything. I'm like, okay, I'm about to go make another song. Then I ended up making another song and just, you feel me? Just kept going like that.
And what was the title of the song you were featured on? Justo featuring you.
I want to say it was called Punch. Yeah, it was called Punch. It was called Punch.
And do you remember what age or grade you were at during those days?
I was out of high school, I think. I think I was 17. I graduated. I was 16 when I graduated. So it was either 16 or 17. I was a little nigga for sure.
And what was that song about? The one you were featured on?
All types of shit. Scamming. It was mainly about scamming, hoes, getting money shit. You know, it was like all that. You know, Flint music be like, it kind of be everywhere a little bit. Like, we don't really be having like no subject about what we gonna rap on. So it's like, it be about whatever we thinking about for real. Whatever, when I be rapping, I hear a line. So whatever I say. So say if I say like, I pulled up in a scat and I fucked this bitch and left. So my next line, I'm trying to think about left. So I'm like, okay, I can smell it on her, bitch smell black, so I can smell it on her breath. Like, I don't know, some shit like that. That's what we just be, kind of just be coming up with shit. So it's like, I don't know. We don't really be having no topic when we make songs.
As far as your feature was concerned, were any of those lyrics true back then?
Some of them was for sure cap. That's how that shit be though. Like we be saying crazy off the wall shit. So you be already knowing like, okay, that obviously ain't happening.
And what was the reaction to your feature back in those days?
People saying the song was hard. They said, I remember everybody, because Flint big on Facebook. So we shared it on Facebook. Everybody's like, damn, this shit low-key hard. These niggas sweet. That's how it was.
And that encouraged you to go further.
Yeah, for sure.
Did your parents hear that song back then? Your very first feature?
Pretty sure they did. They didn't or had to. They for sure had to. They had to hear it. I know they did.
What was their reaction to that?
I don't know. I don't really know. I can't really remember. I don't remember their reaction, but if I can picture their reaction, it was probably like just on some, I don't know, they probably didn't give a fuck.
And for those in the audience, getting to know you for the very first time, is that song still available, publicly speaking?
I think he took it down. Probably did.
When's the last time you listened to that song yourself?
Been years. Been years for sure. Like, I probably listened to the song like 2 years, year and a half. Yeah, probably a year and a half, probably last time I listened to it.
Now, when do you feel like you create your best music at this point?
Probably at the crib by myself. Cause I got my own studio and I record myself. But then I can't say that though, cause sometimes I don't know. I really don't know. Cause I would say at the crib by myself, but sometimes, shit, I make a hard song and I be around a lot of people and it wasn't at my crib. So I don't know. I really don't.
Now, what is the correct way to pronounce your stage name?
Babyface E. But when you spell it, you still say it the same, but when you spell it, the F, so it's F-X-C-E. So it's face, the A is taken out and it's replaced with X.
And what's the meaning behind that?
I really just used to doodle a lot, like in class. That just sound like doodle. But doodle, like draw, okay, just fuck around in class and just draw and write shit. So I used to change the letter, like certain letters, I used to just, on some weird shit, I don't know, I used to be bored. Like when I wasn't paying attention, I used to just put an X on certain letters and then, so just kinda, me and Justo did the song, they telling me, I ain't really had no name. I was gonna go with Lil E, but it's a rapper in Flint called Grindhard E. And everybody just call him Lil E. So, cause he little as hell. So everybody call him Lil E. And I was gonna go with Lil E, but I'm like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. So everybody's like, bro, you got a baby face. Everybody kept saying that. I'm like, nah, I don't wanna use that. And then, mind you, like I said, I didn't think I was gonna really take the shit serious. So I'm like, fuck it, Babyface E, just put it that. So they end up putting Babyface E on there. And that's what it just stuck for real. And I just end up switching it. I end up putting that X on the A instead of the A.
You care to share what the E stands for?
E, that's my name. That's my first name, Ephraim. E, yeah, it stands for Ephraim.
Now, do people mispronounce this stage name of yours?
They spell it wrong all the time, though. At this point, though, I don't even be giving a fuck no more.
Do you accept any abbreviations of this stage name of yours?
Face. People call me Face.
Do you prefer if people call you by your full stage name in its entirety or this abbreviation you just presented?
It don't be matter. I think Face. Faces sound easier. And then, like, people that know me or people that used to know me or, I mean, no, people that know me or people that I used to be with or whatever. Like, sometimes they be trying to, you know how niggas be, they be trying to, don't be wanting to call you a rap name, because they want to, you know, show people that they know you, trying to call me my full name. But Even my brother or my mans don't even call me my full name. They call me E. That's like really what I used to hearing anyway. Before the rap shit, anything, everybody still called me E. So E was always, that was always normal. But so either E or Face, that's really just cool. It's fast, simple, you know, name Babyface E.
Do you have a preference between those two abbreviations, Face or E?
Nah, they both like 50-50, same shit.
And any connection to the following recording artists, Babyface Ray?
Nah, ain't no connection, but you feel me? We tied in, he cool peeps.
Babyface, the singer.
The singer, oh no, I don't know nothing about bro. I don't know nothing.
And when it comes to Babyface Ray, you two met in person or just digitally?
No, I ain't never met him. We talked on Instagram. He followed me on Instagram. But in that, I ain't never met him in person though.
Was the name Babyface a point of conversation?
Yeah, they had put in an interview, Lando Bando Hip Hop Lab, they put in that interview and they talked about it, asked him like, hey, how you feel about this young nigga in Flint? He got a Babyface, his name Babyface, and he was like, shit, that shit cool. I just like that. I can what'd he say? He said, I just like that. I can make my name something. Basically like just make it common. Like I'm just glad I can make it acceptable to niggas to feel comfortable to call themselves Babyface. I ain't gonna say Babyface. So yeah. Feel me? He was cool about it. Cool nigga.
Just curious there. Okay, now, for those in the audience getting to know you for the very first time, care to share where you were born?
Flint. I was born in Flint. And for Flint people, I was born on the north side by Don Donuts. On the north. I forgot the street name. Bertha. That's what it's called. Dirt Road. I was born over there. I think I stayed there till I was like five. Then I moved to the south. Then I stayed over there for the rest of the time. But then my people, we still got all like, we own like the whole block on McClellan. Like we own one of them blocks on McClellan. Like all my family over there, we know everybody over there. So we still be back and forth.
And still reside in South Flint?
Yeah.
And care to share your current age at this point?
I'm 21, just turned 21.
And your birthday, while you're at it, the month and the day, perhaps?
September 19th.
Now, what was that really like growing up in South Flint for you?
I feel like I was outside a lot. Like, that's all it really was to do, be outside. Just do shit, do boy shit, be bad, play basketball. Wasn't even that cold at it for real around that time. But, you know, just do shit. I used to fish a lot. My pops used to take me fishing a lot. So that's all I really used to do. Just hang with my niggas and just be outside.
Now, what was the top point for you during your upbringing in South Flint? What was your highest point or most positive moment growing up in that area?
Like, what do you mean by that?
Like, what was your most positive moment for you growing up in South Flint? Was it those fishing expeditions? Was it something more than that? Just thinking back in your past, South Flint.
I had to say, at the park. That's really where I used to go all the time, every day. So I'd probably say at the park, that's probably most positive shit. I mean, of course, it'd be all types of shit going on at the park. Niggas might start shooting, niggas might start fighting. But hey, that's all I did. That's all I knew. I always went to the park and rode my bike. That's all I did.
Was there a name to the park?
Stewart Park.
Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum, what was the bottom point for you?
Brennan Park. You said what?
No, go ahead.
No, it's called Brennan Park. I'm tripping. Brennan Center Park, something like that. Then Stewart is a school. What you saying?
Now, what was the bottom point for you on the opposite end of the spectrum during your upbringing in South Flint? What was your lowest point or most negative moment growing up in that area for you?
Shit. When I caught the house on fire. I caught the house on fire. I forgot the year, but.
What age or grade?
I was probably in. I don't know. I think it was like 2013, though. But, yeah, whatever grade I was in around that time. I think it was like 2013. That's when I caught the house on fire. Just trying to cook some fries, not paying attention, watching TV, and I'm trying to hurry up cook the fries, though. I wasn't just trying to cook the fries. I was trying to hurry up. I asked my man, I don't even know how to cook for real. I'm just really showing out because he just came. This is his first time coming over here, so. I'm like, you want some fries and shit? I see him in the fridge. He's like, yeah. So I turn him all the way on high because I ain't like waiting for the grease to get hot. So I put it all the way on high and then just sat down and it wasn't paying attention. And how it is in the kitchen is like the stove and it's the microwave right above it. So I got the grease. I got the grease on the stove. It's on high. So when I look, I'm on the couch watching TV. So when I look, it's fire coming from the pot of the grease, fire coming up high as hell, melting the microwave by time. And then, mind you, like I said, I don't know how to cook or nothing, so I don't know how to stop no grease fire. But I did see my sister stop an electrical fire with salt before. So I'm thinking, that's what you do when the fire go. So I just grabbed the salt, throwing salt on there. That shit ain't doing nothing. So I'm just throwing the salt on there thinking that's what it is, it's gonna cut it out, but no, that shit just ended up spreading. This is his first time spending the night. He just got there probably 2 hours ago, so he trying to throw water on me. I told him not to do that. And he ended up grabbing his bag and running out the house. It ended up spreading, ended up going to the cabinets, on the walls. It was getting crazy. So he ended up running out. Then I ended up running out. Then my mom, they was all asleep. My mom and my sister, they were asleep, but they ended up running out too.
And what was that feeling like seeing that take place?
I really just scared what my mom was going to say. That's all I really cared about for real. But she wasn't that mad at me. She was just like, she was on some shit like, it happens type shit. But I was scared. I'm like, man, she about to beat my ass. That's all I was thinking. But. Yeah, that's all I cared about, was what she thought.
Now, what actually was damaged by the fire? Was it just anything in that kitchen or further in the house?
The kitchen was gone. The whole kitchen was gone. Everything else was smoke damage, but that don't sound that bad, but shit really be fucking up from the smoke. Shoes be fucking up, TVs, the blinds upstairs. Mind you, it wasn't upstairs at all, but the blinds upstairs was curled up, they was shriveled all the way up, the walls was black upstairs, everything getting fucked up from the smoke. So that's really, the smoke was really messed everything up, the smoke damage.
And did you end up having to live elsewhere, get that house fixed, return back to that house eventually, or no more with that house?
For 3 weeks, we stayed. Right after that, we stayed in the hotel for 3 weeks, right by my school. And then we end up going on the north, because like I said, we got people over there. So we end up going back to the north. So I was on the north for a year, I think. I think I lived over there for a year. Then we got the house remodeled and shit. So now the house look better though, for real. So I really helped. I really helped because the house looked better. My mom had good insurance, so we got Samsung microwave, Samsung refrigerator, stove, everything was like, I mean, I'm pretty sure that shit old now, but like back then, like we had top notch shit for real. We had electric stove in 2015, around there. I caught it on fire in 13, so it was like, we had electric stove. Electric stove wasn't like popular back then, so yeah, I feel like that nigga for burning the house down and getting, you feel me?
Be that as it may, when you temporarily stay at the hotel for 3 weeks and then move to the north side for approximately 1 year, in that house fire, did you lose everything as far as possessions, like your clothes, anything that you had going on at the time? Did you?
It's like it was lost, but it was fucked up because of the smoke. The smoke kind of messed up everything. Everything was really messed up from the smoke. But like some of the shit, you know, it was washable, but yeah, a lot of shit, like, I think, like, I had a Nike jacket, it was, like, one of my favorite, I just got it, I just got the bitch, so it was, like, it was green and blue, it was on a kitchen chair, I seen it, like, when we, after the fire, we came the next day, after the fire, during the daytime, jacket was fucked up, I was so mad, but, like, other than that, I don't think, like, of course, like, a lot of electronics was messed up, too. So, yeah, but, like, clothes. I think a lot of my brother's shoes was messed up. So, yeah, clothes, a lot of the clothes was messed up, now I think about it.
But no lives were lost, no one was injured.
Nope, nobody got hurt.
And when it comes to your family members, like your mother and your sister, did you actually wake them up, or did the fire wake them up?
I don't know, I didn't wake them up. They was upstairs. I was really too busy trying to put the fire out, even though I didn't know what I was doing. I was too busy. Then once I realized, like, I couldn't do shit, once I realized that the fire was, like, taking off, so I'm like, damn. That's when I ended up running out. I was so scared, and I was young. I didn't go upstairs, but they ended up coming out like damn near right after I ran out. They was already knowing.
Now, what did this entire experience teach you? What did you learn from this whole incident?
I say like just probably just like not rushing on shit. Like I was really rushing, trying to get the what's the name? Another thing, not trying to do some shit I don't know how to do. Like, I didn't know how to cook for real at all. So, I don't know. Yeah, that's probably just trying to pay more attention to shit, I guess.
Now, circumstances could be different for everyone, but let's say someone in the audience just experienced a house fire themselves, and now they're displaced. They have to temporarily live in a hotel or another residence while their house that they were in is being cleaned up and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Anything you would say to them recovering from a house fire? If anything. And if not, that's okay too.
I was say it ain't too much to say. I don't know.
Have you mentioned the fire in your music at all?
Nope. I should. I go to the studio tonight. I should say something about it.
Just curious there. Now, when it comes to Flint, how were you able to survive that upbringing? South Flint specifically, how were you able to survive that upbringing? There are some that don't make it. Some of the description you presented previously was like shootings and things of that nature.
Yeah.
How did you, what was the secret for you? What was the key to your survival in that area?
I mean, like Flint crazy, like of course it'd be shootings and shit. But like at that age, ain't nobody just trying to like shoot on their little kids or nothing like that. I feel like if anything, the shit I used to do is probably like the shit that I could've, you feel me? That's the shit I could've probably, something could've happened to me doing, like being playing on the train tracks, like while the train, you feel me? Shit like that, breaking into houses, it used to be this house, it's the house that my mans knew about, but he knew that they used to travel or some shit. Like they used to travel. I didn't really know too much about the house, but I just know we used to break in there and we used to smoke paper, just dumb shit, you feel me? So we used to, like that's like shit like that. Like somebody could have came in there while we was in there. You feel me? We used to just go, I used to be cooking in somebody else's house, like all types of shit, just doing crazy shit, like smoking, chilling on their couch. Don't even know these people, just break into their house, get to cooking, smoking, think we grown and shit. But like, yeah, what was the question again?
Well, the question was, how were you able to survive that upbringing in South Flint? What do you think was the key for you?
Oh yeah, it's like, I don't know. I don't think it's really like anything. Like you said like the shootings and shit like that. Like, yeah, like when I was younger, ain't nobody just like trying to hurt no kids or nothing. So it's like, I think the stuff that I was doing, that was the only thing that could have really harmed me for real. But, you know, I don't know. You really just being me. I know how to take care of myself, so.
Now, there are some people who say things like, don't know if I'll make it to see the age of 18.
Yeah.
Or 21, for example, which you just turned. Mm. Did you have any of these thoughts yourself growing up in South Flint?
No, not for real. I didn't think like I was going to not make it to see 18 or nothing like that. Nah, I felt protected, you feel me? I didn't think nothing like that was gonna happen to me.
Be that as it may, knowing what you know now, hypothetically speaking, what would you have said to your younger self back then, if anything?
Get money. That's what I'd have been, if I knew myself back then, I'd have been installing how to get money. Cause I didn't give a fuck about money. I ain't gonna lie, I didn't care for, like, I just care about the little money, like trying to get $100, $200, something like that. But I didn't, $200. If I'd got $200, I'd be like, I'm good. I got 200. I'm straight. Can't nobody tell me shit. I got $200. But now, you feel me, I'd have been like, no, you can make 1,000. You feel me? That's probably what I... That's probably what I do. I'd have told myself, like, focus more on, you know, just getting money. Try to, you know, get ready for the future type shit.
Anything else you want to mention in regards to your upbringing or question you weren't asked, people want to know about that?
Say it again.
Is there anything else you were not asked in regards to your upbringing you'd like to share? Other than what you've said thus far.
I broke my arm before. I didn't broke two bones. I didn't broke my finger. I shattered the bones of my finger in the door. It was this finger. I shattered my bones in my finger in the door. And then I broke my arm on a bike. I can't think, like, bro, when I be doing interviews, I be trying to think of shit, but as soon as I leave an interview or as soon as I be another thing we be talking about, topic we talking about, everything will come to my mind. For real. But so I don't really know. I don't really know right now. But yeah, I don't really know right now.
Just curious there. And when you shattered that finger in that door, was that at that house?
No, that was on the north. That was on the north side of my granny house. I shattered in the storm door. I had just doing dumb shit, trying to see how long I can have my finger in the door before it closed, like open it, see how long I can, before, and then you feel me, try to pull it out. It ended up closing, and I pulled, and it ripped it. My shit was hanging off. I'm walking down the street looking crazy, holding my hand like this, crying. crying, no shoes on, bad, skinny as hell too. So I'm just looking crazy. Niggas like, mind you, I told you, I know everybody on the block. So my Uncle Clint, he like, E, what's going on? Like, what's going on? I'm not hearing none of that. I'm looking at my finger the whole time. My shit hanging off. I'm not hearing nothing he's saying. So I'm just like, I'm just walking, crying, trying to walk to my granny. My granny ended up taking me to the hospital. And my granny was old too. She was old around that time. Yeah, it was crazy.
But your finger was salvageable.
Yeah, but it was hanging off. It was hanging off. Like, you see, it's like a little mark. It's like a little mark in it. But it was hanging, it was like hanging off, just, you feel me, just hanging off to the side. But they ended up stitching it back on. I had to get stitches all in it.
Okay, and want to double back on one thing you said previously. You mentioned that you did grow up in a church setting and gospel music and things of that nature. Do you follow religion by any chance?
I ain't really been on it. I ain't really been like going to church for real. I did go to church the other day, but I ain't really been on it too much for real. I don't know. I ain't been on it too much though.
And what religion is that you were raised under?
Christianity.
Did it get any more specific than that, like a particular branch under Christianity?
Kojic, yeah.
And did you mention that was on the mother's side of your family, father's side, or both?
That was on mama's side.